Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, well, I don't disappoint. First up, we're going to talk a little UFC with UFC fighter Kyle Kingsbury. Of course, UFC 144 coming up on February 25th. We'll also talk with Harold Lederman, the HBO boxing judge, because yesterday, oh man, I'm talking about bad scoring in boxing. First of all, the heavyweight championship of the world went down. Vitaly Klitschko beat Derek Chisora over 12 rounds. No question about that. Chisora won a few rounds, but didn't win the fight. But in the Showtime main event, or the semi-main event, Tavares Clyde was given a split decision win over Gabriel Campillo. And this has to be one of the biggest heists I've ever seen, and I've been watching boxing since 1962 when Cassius Clay beat Henry Cooper in a fight that was televised on ABC. I mean, that's how long I've been watching the game, and I haven't seen one, I think, quite as bad as I did last night. How can you win nine rounds of a fight and lose the fight? Well, that's what happened last night to Gabriel Campillo. So we'll talk about that today. We do have open phone lines live coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter at Ring Talk. And our guests will include, as I said, HBO boxing judge Harold Lederman, King Kyle Kingsbury, and, of course, the incomparable Kevin Perry. We'll talk boxing at 25 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing.
Talk about being in love.
You can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in a dark.
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
One scheduled for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black, daily the challenger in blue.
Tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Live Worldwide on the Cable Radio Network, and of course, Live Worldwide on the fabulous internet, folks. UFC 144 coming up February 25th. Let's get into this with UFC light heavyweight contender. I'm talking about the king himself, Kyle Kingsbury. What's up, big Kyle?
Not a whole lot. How you doing, Pedro?
Doing all right, man. Nick Diaz in a little bit of trouble again, huh?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with a guy smoking marijuana. I really don't. I mean, I don't smoke it anymore, but I don't have a problem with it. It's not a performance-enhancing drug, and sort of cracks me up that the Nevada State Athletic Commission reversed a fight in which Diaz had tested positive for marijuana a few years ago, and then Shane Mosley admits to taking steroids to clear the cream and EPO for a fight with Oscar De La Hoya, and yet they leave that one on the book. Talk to me about this. Does that make any sense? Is that double standard or what?
It makes no sense at all. And I really, I smoke pot maybe 3-4 times a year, and it's because of the reason that I don't want to ever pop positive for something as silly as that, But I mean, really, we're talking about something that has nothing to do with performance enhancement. And it costs money to add that into the test, and they're doing that, looking through it on the computer and all that. It costs money to check that stuff out. I have no idea why they're wasting time and effort on testing for marijuana. It's not helping anybody in there, and as far as I've heard, Nick Diaz has a prescription for it, so he's legally allowed to, in the state of California, smoke marijuana, and yet he's penalized for it when he fights.
And there's medical marijuana laws on the books in Nevada as well.
Yeah, just, it's ridiculous.
Senator Mark Leno's trying to get a bill through the Senate here in California where they cannot discriminate against you if you have a medical marijuana recommendation from your doctor. It's not a prescription, it's a recommendation. And if you do have a recommendation, they cannot, according to Leno's bill, which is going through the Senate right now, you cannot be penalized by an employer, by your school, by anybody. So we'll see if that law comes into fruition. We're talking with the King, Kyle Kingsbury, folks, the UFC light heavyweight contender, and of course UFC 144 coming up February 25th, the main event, Ben Henderson challenging Frankie Edgar for the lightweight championship of the UFC, the lightweight championship of the world when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. The first fight will take place on Facebook.com. Then they're going to have 2 hours of fights on FX. That'll be from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be on FX. Then the pay-per-view starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Figure these time zones out if you're on the West Coast. So the bottom line is they're going to have a whole lot of MMA and UFC emanating from Japan next Saturday night. Now, straight up, Kyle, who wins this main event here, Frankie Edgar or Ben Henderson, and why?
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, I love Benson Henderson. He's a beast. He's really improved. He's very well-rounded. He's a big 155-er. He has all the tools necessary to take out Frankie Edgar. But at the same time, every time, I got a lot of friends asking me who to bet on, that kind of thing. Every time I think about this fight, I think there's no way I could ever bet against Frankie Edgar. He's just proven too much time and time again. And then you look at the last fight, the rubber match with Gray Maynard, where he got the knockout finally and won, you know, with not taking it to the judges, just plain and simple, I'm going to knock you out and handle my business. And you see that kind of power out of a guy who's smaller for 155. He definitely can drop to 145 in the future. But I just can't bet against Frankie Edgar. I think he's going to come and find a way to win. And he's got so much speed. He's so well-rounded, and he just gets better each round. You know, he's one of those guys where he gets in there, he loosens up, and his cardio just keeps going. He never really hits the wall. Okay. And I think that's going to be a huge factor in the five-round fight.
We're talking about UFC 144, of course, that's February 25th, live from Japan. Quentin Jackson, when the Pride Fighting Championships were at their peak in Japan, Pride was at that time superior to the UFC. No longer is Pride in existence. In fact, the UFC has bought in the rights to Pride, but Quentin Jackson was the star over there. No question about that. They called him Quentin Rampage Jackson. He's going to take on Ryan Bader. Now, who's going to win this one, and tell me why?
Well, you know, I'm friends with Ryan Bader. We've done some training together. He's a fellow Arizona State Sun Devil. I went out to Phoenix to train there for a week to help him out in his camp, and he looks very sharp. You know, obviously I'm going to go with my boy here and say Bader's going to win. But just talking about, you know, differences between, you know, Ryan currently and Ryan in the past, his takedowns are much better. He's able to transition seamlessly from the striking to the wrestling a hell of a lot better than he did before. And, you know, he's setting things up a lot better. He's not just throwing the punch and then diving at the legs. He's really, you know, using a lot of different angles. He's got they have a new MMA coach there at Power MMA in Fitness down in Phoenix or Gilbert, Arizona, and it's really paying dividends. So I expect him to come out and pull off a big upset in front of the Japanese crowd and really just kind of cement himself back into the mix of the top 10 of the light heavyweight division.
Hasn't Jackson seen his better days? He's on the downslide, isn't he?
It just seems like he's not as hungry as he once was. You know, we're talking about a guy who was on top of the world for a very long time. And prove himself in Japan, proved himself here in the States in the UFC. He's been a champion, and you know, he's starting to transition into movies and things like that. I just don't think he's as hungry as he used to be.
You know, I haven't seen him. He was famous in Japan for that power slam. I haven't seen him do a power slam in the U.S. ever.
Yeah, well, you know, he took guys down a lot more in Japan. I don't think he's used his wrestling so much for the offensive there as he has really just to keep things standing, you know, kind of like Chuck Liddell did mostly later in his career. But, it'll be interesting to see if Rampage tries to do some of those crazier things. And I've heard him say in interviews that the Japanese crowd has a way of bringing the crazy Rampage out. And so we'll see if he starts to loosen up a bit and try to throw some more wild stuff at Ryan and if he gets taken down, what he'll do to get up. And you know, if he's able to take Ryan down, the kind of moves he'll be doing from top. So it's very, very, very interesting to see what kind of Rampage we're going to get. If we're going to get the old school Japanese Pride version of Rampage, or if we're going to get this kind of new, more mild-mannered, pure boxing style of Rampage.
We're talking with Triple K, folks. King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, the light heavyweight contender of the UFC, has 205 pounds. We're talking MMA, of course, UFC 144 going down February 25th, live from Japan. Check your TV listings for that. But there's two hours of fights on FX, not Fox TV, FX. That'll begin at 8 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then the pay-per-view goes on at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Want to get all this kind of stuff straight. Have you seen Gina Carano's movie, Haywire?
You know, I did. I did a couple weeks ago, and it really was not bad at all. I liked it. I liked how many stars were in it. I liked the plot. It had kind of almost like an Ocean's 11 feel to it with the music and Soderbergh doing the movie, but it was good. She was very good, and man, the fight scenes were just lights out.
Yeah, she talked about the fight scenes. I had her on the show a few weeks ago before the movie came out, the day before the movie came out, and she said there were some real realistic fight scenes in it, and I saw the clips, and I was blown away. She's not a bad actress.
Not at all. She really, I mean, seriously, like, there's parts in the movie where you're kind of like, you know, it could be a little bit better. But all things considered, first major role in a big movie like that, I think she killed it. She did a really good job. And the movie was well done. It was a little different. And yeah, like you said, you know, the fight scenes are on just on a whole other level than we've seen in the past.
Well, she's got a second movie she's going to be filming. So I believe it's going to start in April and May. It's called In the Blood, and she'll be starring in that as well. But with the guys who were around her, Michael Douglas and people like that, I mean, she's like starting at the top. Where can she go?
She can only go up. But, I mean, yeah, if you're casting guys like Michael Douglas, Ewan McGregor, Channing Tatum, I mean, these are all huge stars. So if she can hold her own with these guys and fit right in into that kind of a cast, then she'll have a long career and very successful.
Okay. You going to be able to get into a fight pretty soon?
You know, I've been begging for a fight for the last couple months here, but times are tough. You know, it's real tricky in the light heavyweight division. It seems like some of the guys they would want to pair me with have been hurt. You know, Krzysztof Soszynski is battling some injuries. He was a name that was brought up before. Same thing with Vladimir Matyshenko. I'm not sure what they're saying with him, if he's going to retire or not or stay in and battle through some injuries. So it's just a waiting game at this point. I'm trying to stay in shape and stay in fight shape and just hope for something to come up. I know Friday, March 2nd, when they go to Australia, there's two light heavyweight fights. So there's an opportunity there with four light heavyweights. If one of them gets hurt, I can step in and take on, you know, a guy like Anthony Perosh or James Dehuna, who's on that card. Both, you know, pretty good up-and-comers that are making a name for themselves. Very, you know, very talented in their own right. So I would be happy to get on the card against any one of those guys. And then, you know, late March, they had a show canceled. So the April cards are filled up too. But it looks like if I don't get a short notice fight, I'll probably be fighting again in May or June.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, he's living down in Silicon Valley. He's formerly from Arizona. He's a great fighter. Of course, he is with the UFC. He's a rated UFC light heavyweight. Triple K, have a wonderful week.
All right, thanks a lot, Pedro.
All the best to you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Next, we talk about the brawl after the fight. Vitaly Klitschko and Derek Chisora getting it on yesterday, of course, a 12-round win for Vitaly. But afterwards, David Haye got into a fight. The police were involved. There was a brawl at the press conference. They fought afterwards. And then, of course, last night, Tavares Cloud getting a gift decision, one of the most an atrocity. The win over Gabriel Capillo, that's the best word I could put it, an atrocity. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, of course, Live Worldwide on the Internet. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, that's Channel 2 on CRN, and of course, live worldwide on the American Forces Network and the Internet. My name is Pedro Fernandez, no need to introduce me, but don't forget, this show airs each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As I said, my name is Pedro Fernandez. My next guest is my webmaster. And if there's anything wrong with my website, just scream at him. He's the guy to scream at. I'm talking about KP, Kevin Perry. Good morning, Kev. How are you?
Yeah, that's funny. They can come scream at me, but don't give them my email.
Okay. Yesterday, the WBC Heavyweight Championship took place in Europe, and it was somewhat of a competitive fight. Derek Chisora, I thought, won three or four rounds maybe, but now he's 15-3 with 9 KOs and... And Dr. Iron Fist Vitaly Klitschko moves to 44-2 with 42 KOs. Of course, he is the WBC heavyweight title holder. There was a brawl afterwards involving, well, first of all, Derek Chisora. Talk to me about him. Is he a clown? Is he for real? Is he a punk? What's up with him?
I think he's definitely like a real professional in the sense when he's in the ring. Outside of the ring, I think he's more of somebody that appears to me he's kind of has some anger type issues, and I'm not sure if some of the stuff he's doing is necessarily to sell the fight per se, because I think he had some other issues with I'm not sure if it was domestic violence or assaults or what the details is on that, but I know he's had some other problems with the law previously within the last couple of years.
Vitaly Klitschko looked a little old yesterday. I mean, Chisora had the great strategy. I thought jabbing his way in, he scored with the jab, and he slapped that right hand to the body enough, I think, to slow Klitschko down. And Klitschko looked like he was all but done there in the 12th and final round there. At the age of 40, is he finally starting to wilt?
You know what? I don't really think it has to do with Vitaly Klitschko per se. I think it more just has to do with the opponent he was fighting, and Chisora definitely came to win. And I think what it shows is the lack of quality of heavyweights. And I was watching the Epics broadcast yesterday, and what I was kind of bothered me quite a bit was Dan Raphael, the boxing writer of ESPN. He seems to really love the Klitschkos. He was kind of stating that Klitschko is one of the best heavyweights of all time. And...
Well, hold on a second. In
reality, Derek Chisora was, 16-2 or 15-2.
Yeah.
He's relatively a limited fighter, and he gave Klitschko all kinds of problems. So I think when you get a decent quality opponent in there against the Klitschkos, it shows that they're not really anything all that special. They just have size advantages. They know how to use, the physical tools that they're born and blessed with. But as far as boxing skills, I mean, they're not in the upper echelon of all-time heavyweights, and I think it's kind of really stretching and reaching it to put these guys and give them the accolades when, in reality, they haven't beaten any really good fighters. I mean, Klitschko's best fight was a fight he lost to Lennox Lewis, and Lennox Lewis was, I think, about 38 years old at that time. So he was at the end of his career.
Good point.
For your best fight to be a loss – that's kind of stretching it to say that you're this all-time great heavyweight, in my opinion. Well, it's just my opinion.
I know, but Dan Raphael is a true heavyweight. He walks around at about 5'8", 400 pounds, so I guess that's why he likes heavyweights. And, of course, this is the same guy that I chastised earlier this week in a column at ringtalk.com where Shane Mosley admitted to him to taking steroids, but he said he didn't know they were steroids, didn't know what EPO was. And then, of course, we find out 2 years later when he does a deposition, a film deposition, which I have on the website at ringtalk.com. Check out the article. It's called If You Suspend Nick Diaz, You Should Ban Shane Mosley. But Mosley ends up admitting he knowingly took the clear, the cream. Those were both undetectable steroids at the time, and EPO. And yet Dan Raphael never followed up on that, man. I mean, where is his journalistic integrity? Is he just a big ass kisser or what?
I think the bottom line is, and what I noticed, and I don't want to be too critical of the guy because, I mean, he obviously is a professional, but at the same time,
he's connected.
It's like what I think what happens with him is he gets these press releases, and the majority of his stories are written off press releases. So if he doesn't get a press release based on an issue, he's not going to write about it. That's just the bottom line. And really, the most that I see him doing that even shows any type of real journalism, but in my opinion, is his attacks on the WBC. But that's just more of kind of trying to make him look like he's actually not biased. But obviously everybody has their bias, and I think that's, you know, just a part of being a human being. Everybody's going to have bias. But as far as being the best boxing writer, he's got the best job. I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, he's got the best job as far as boxing writers in the United States, but I think anybody could clearly say that he's definitely not the best boxing writer in the U.S., although he has the best job.
Well, I think he would have a tough time writing his grocery list. I really do. A ransom note might be too much for him. I'm serious. We're talking about Dan Raphael of ESPN.com, folks. Of course, the shill, the man that was sleeping on Bob Arum's couch. You wonder why he was writing all those positive things about Top Rank while he was sleeping on Bob Arum's couches.
Well, I think to be fair to Dan Raphael, he has been very critical of Top Rank at times, and I think a lot of, you know, different promoters and sanctioning bodies. So I will give him credit for being pretty fair in that sense, but I think some of his journalism, per se, is
lacking.
That's my opinion, obviously.
David Haye got in some trouble last night. Did he look like he hit Derek Chisora with a bottle? I don't know what was going on there, but evidently the cops are looking for Haye, and the cops just released Derek Chisora. A big brawl after the fight.
Well, from the video I saw, I couldn't really tell I couldn't even tell if David Haye had a bottle in his hand, but there was a discussion between Derek Chisora after the brawl happened with, I believe it was either David Haye's manager or his trainer. I'm not sure who the individual was, but he looked like he had been hit by a bottle. But Derek Chisora, obviously, when he was at the podium in the post-fight press conference, he didn't have a bottle in his hand. So it's still, from the video, you can't really tell who had a bottle, who threw the bottle or hit the other guy with the bottle. But from what I saw, it definitely wasn't Derek Chisora because I never saw a bottle in his hand. And I'm sure that's why he was released based on, you know, the video evidence that I'm sure that the authorities had.
HBO's resident judge Harold Letterman, been scoring professional boxing since 1967, will be my next guest. But in less than a minute, what'd you think of the Tavares Cloud Gabriel Campillo fight last night? I gave Cloud two rounds, the first and the sixth.
I thought from what I saw, I maybe could have given Cloud three rounds, possibly four, but that's being generous. And when I was watching the fight, I was watching with a friend of mine, and I said when the fight was over, I said, don't be surprised if Cloud wins the bout. And the reason why I said that is because what happens in these bouts when you have a guy who scores two knockdowns in the first round, that usually creates an impression in the judge's mind. And usually until, you know, he ends up to say he gets the second round, then he gets the third round, even if they're close, or even if he's from behind in those rounds, he clearly loses. Sometimes that impression is created. He wins a couple rounds he probably doesn't deserve, and all of a sudden his opponent is down by 4 points, and that's a big gap to try
try to close.
Yeah, exactly. A big gap to try to close. And what happens, and also he's fighting not in his home country. You know?
Good point. Kevin Perry, folks, our guest on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can follow us at Twitter at Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the KBO Radio Network, and live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. Next up, HBO's very own Harold Letterman.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at rinktalk.com. Your inside look into the world of boxing.
Money, money, money. How would you like to have an extra few hundred dollars a month for 15 minutes of time each day? I'm Clint Kennedy. I invented a safe, easy way to make money using the internet that has made me millions. With my proven method, you can make extra cash to pay off those stressful bills and start enjoying life again. Today only, the first 200 who call will get my course blueprint free.
I'm not good with a computer, but I can do this.
2 hours a week was enough time to make me extra money.
All I had to do was follow the easy directions.
I'm so confident you can make at least $1,000 the first 90 days, or I'll pay you $100.
Start making extra cash. Call 800-906-7110 now. This free offer ends today. You must call now. Call 800-906-7110. See how you can start making extra cash absolutely free. Call 800-906-7110.
Ali, it seems to be, well, kind of going the way he wants. He's not dancing as much as we thought, but he's seems able to control him. Now, some pretty good heavy right hand taken on the left side of the cheek by Ali. Good right hand thrown by Foreman that time. Again, for Foreman, it seems to be one or two, maybe three good punches. That punch taken on the gloves, that one slips by the left ear, tries to go with that right uppercut that felled Kenny Norton. The left hand again thrown out by Foreman. Both fighters now very much more fatigued than they were a round or so ago.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. My next guest needs no introduction to the world around, folks. He is HBO's resident judge, of course, a boxing judge since 1967. The one, the only, the Hall of Famer in my mind. I'm talking about the great Harold Letterman. How are you, Harold?
Hey, Pedro, I'm fine. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. How's Julie and how's Eileen?
Oh, they're both fine, thank heavens.
That's good. All right. Now, last night, there was a bit of a controversial fight on Showtime. And, of course, I'm talking about the Tavares-Cloud-Gabriel Campillo fight. And, you know, I watched the fight once, and the first time I usually watch it, I score the fight. Now, usually when I watch it again, I usually don't change my scorecard. So I watch it a second time, and I didn't change my scorecard watching it a second time. I only gave Tavares-Cloud, I gave him a three-point round in the first for the two knockdowns, a 10-7 round. And I gave him the sixth round. Somebody else, Johnny Bosnian, gave him the one, the first, the sixth, and the 12th. And a couple other people gave him one more round, but I only gave him two rounds. How does a guy win nine rounds of a fight and lose a fight? How does that happen, Harold?
You know, Pedro, I got to tell you, I went into this big harangue on HBO the night that I wrestled Andy Lara fought Paul Williams.
Yep.
And, you know, basically what I said was that when you get a high-profile fight, you throw in the best officials you got. I mean, you know, people just don't want decisions like you saw last night. They don't want decisions like Paul Williams and Aris Landy Lara. And this is what happens when you're using guys that, you know, nobody knows, don't have, you know, are under a lot of pressure, don't have the experience to be in a situation like that, and shouldn't be in a situation like that. I mean, I put the blame squarely on Dickie Cole. Now, last night he used Denny Nelson, who's really a referee, you know, who's, you know, he's getting on in years, and they don't give him much refereeing work anymore. So I let him judge. So he was one of the judges. He at least had the right winner. But, yeah. You know, his son Mark is a very fine referee. So Mark refereed the fight, you know, and Denny was the judge. But the two Texas judges, Dickie Cole knew they didn't have any experience. I mean, he's their judges. For gosh sake, you know, use two guys that everybody knows. I mean, I don't care who it is. But, you know, put some of your more experienced people in there. You know, it was on Showtime. The whole world's watching. It's for a world title. For gosh sake, don't put in a judge that nobody knows, especially with a guy like Campillo, who's probably been robbed in high-profile fights twice before. I mean, it was just an out-and-out ridiculous decision by two guys that really didn't know any better, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, you can really put the blame squarely on a commissioner for that one. And you know, as I say, Jersey got their act together, I guess, after I yelled and screamed on HBO, because, you know, when we have fights in Jersey now, you know, you get a high-profile fight, you're going to get the best that they have. Just watch. You'll see the officials on April the 28th for Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson, which is going to be in Atlantic City. I guarantee you're going to probably see the three best officials or the four best officials that Jersey's got in that fight. Because, you know, everybody knows they fought before. Everybody knows there was a controversy before. Everybody knows it's going to be close this time. And you need the best judges you got, and you don't get into situations like that.
Okay. The judges, Joe Elizondo, had a 114-112 for Cloud. And Dave Robertson had it unbelievably 116-110. I don't know which fight either of these guys were watching.
Yeah, I was
stunned.
Sure. Everybody was stunned. I mean, yeah, I mean, there was no question that Gabriel Campillo won that fight. I mean, you know, without question, he won that fight. He outboxed him from here to tomorrow. You know, certainly Tavares Cloud, I love Tavares Cloud. He's an action fighter. He gives the fans what they come to see, but he didn't win more than two or three rounds. No doubt about it.
You know, Mark Ratner, the current UFC vice president, and when he was ahead of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, used to tell me when one of his judges erred, he'd tell me, well, at least the right guy won. Well, last night, the right guy didn't win.
That's right.
You know, we're talking with Harold.
The right guy didn't win.
We're talking with Harold Letterman, folks, of course, HBO's resident judge, a boxing judge since 1967, the father of a great boxing judge herself. I'm talking about the great Julie Letterman, and Julie's following in your footsteps, and you know, I've got to tell you, she's become one of the world's best judges. She really has. I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt because it's your daughter. Neither is it's Julie.
Pedro, I'm very, very proud of her. You know, she's been working her entire career for the WBC, and I got to tell you, they're not exactly too good when it comes to women judges. I don't know if you've ever noticed that or not. I've told her, you know, we've kicked it around, and we said, Julie, maybe it's time to change sanctioning bodies because, you know, she's been totally loyal to the WBC. And, you don't see Julie Letterman in a Manny Pacquiao fight or a Floyd Mayweather fight because they don't use women judges. And that's, you know, and I keep going, Julie, you know, I've really, really worked with you as much as I can, as hard as I can. I think you do a terrific job, and it's about time. You know, you got a high-profile fight here and there, and, you know, it's just not going to happen with the BC.
Well,
so I've told her to move on, but, you know, be as it may, she's still with the WBC, and you know, hope, you know, thank heaven she gets a, you know, a fair amount of work in New Jersey and New York. She just had a show Friday night over in Jersey, and, you know, she works Connecticut and, you know, in the states around here, Delaware, Pennsylvania, wherever.
Okay, Darryl Peebles runs the IBF. Now, should he either anoint Gabriel Campillo the light heavyweight championship if Tavares Cloud can't fight for 6 or 8 months, I mean, because of those cuts that he suffered, or should he mandate an immediate rematch, or will they decide to look the other way? Because, you know, the IBF has been awash in scandal before. Bob Lee took bribes from Bob Arum, Don King, who was Fuzzy Wuzzy on the tapes, and, of course, then there was the fat man, who's Cedric Cushier, who's not so fat anymore after that surgical stapling he had done. But the bottom line is, the IBF has been awash in scandals. Will Darryl Peebles do the right thing here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can guarantee that Samson Lukowicz is going to be in Darryl Peebles' office Monday morning if it's not closed for the holiday, you know. Or if not, Samson Lukowicz is going to be there Tuesday morning. You know, that's the manager, advisor, promoter for Gabriel Campillo. So, you know, he's going to be right there. And I guarantee that there's going to be an appeal. That, you know, they'll look at it. They'll look at the tapes and whatnot. And if they're all said and done, yeah, I'm 100% positive that you're going to see an immediate rematch because, you know, he deserves it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Tavares Cloud can't just move on and take on somebody else. Not in this case. It was just too blatant. I mean, Campillo absolutely deserves a rematch if he wants one. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe Samson will get a huge offer to go someplace else. I have no idea. You know, somebody could turn around and say, hey, we want you to fight the winner of Bernard Hopkins and Chad Dawson, you know, which might be even bigger. So, who knows? We'll see where it goes. But if he wants that rematch, certainly he's entitled to it. Certainly the IBF is going to give it to him.
Okay. The IBF, the WBC, the WBA, you know, I mean, the WBO, they're one of my sponsors. But I have to give it up to Francisco Paco Valcarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, in that you don't see the controversial scoring in his fights that you do in other sanctioning bodies or like Larry Merchant, your HBO broadcast partner likes to call the sanctioning mobs. How come you don't see him in the WBO fights, but you see him in these other three sanctioning bodies, the IBF?
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Paco will do his best to get his best officials into these, you know, high-profile fights. You know, he knows. He knows who his officials are. He knows how they can score. He knows who are the good ones. And you know, he assigns the best officials to the high-profile fights. Now, when he's, you know, confronted with a state like Nevada, which, you know, will very rarely let a judge even come there, he's got a problem because he's got to depend on all Nevada officials and WBO fights out there. But where he can have some influence on assigning the judges, he always does his best to get his best people into high-profile fights. And that's really what it boils down to. Also, he also has very, very good seminars. I know Michael Pernick's a very good judge, and he runs a lot of Paco's judging seminars. So, you know, you got to give Paco credit for that.
Okay. You know, you were talking about the Arizandi Lara Paul Williams fight, and Paul Williams was the winner last night on Showtime. He was shutout winner, but the bottom line is they sort of like they've won past that. Goosen and Dan Goosen, his promoter, Goosen Tudor Promotions, and Paul Williams, they act as if that never even happened. And I don't even know if Lara has fought since then. What's going on with this guy? He's a hot prospect. He's from Cuba. He's being treated like Cuban cigars. Like he's illegal.
I know. I heard recently that he does have a fight coming up on Showtime. I'm not exactly sure when, you know, but certainly he should have come right back. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who makes the decisions for him, whether it's Dan Goosen or Louis DeCubis, but they should have brought him right back after the Williams fight because, you know, he didn't walk out terribly beat up in that fight.
Good way to put it. I thought it was one of the bigger heists, as did you, in a long, long time. Of course, that was another heist last night with Tavares Cloud getting a split decision win over Gabriel Campillo, and it was just enough to sicken me, folks. It really was. I mean, I didn't even want to write about it afterwards, and of course, I have to. That's my job, but I didn't want to. I really felt.
Yeah, I tell you, it was a nice job of boxing by a guy who got dropped twice in the first round. I mean, what a comeback he made, huh?
Yeah,
I mean, he went to his left, he went to his right. You know, southpaws normally go to their right. He was going both directions. He kept a Tavares Cloud off balance the whole night, and then all of a sudden he started coming forward and backed him up. He just walked him down, backed him up, and out-banged him. You know, it was amazing. What a performance by Campillo. He's a heck of a fighter.
Harold Letterman's our guest, folks, the HBO resident judge, of course. Coming up May the 5th, Floyd Mayweather takes on Miguel Cotto at 154 pounds. Is there any reason to think that Floyd Mayweather is biting off too much here?
Well, it's going to be a good fight. I mean, you know, I give Floyd all the credit in the world. I love Floyd. He's saying, you know, well, look, I'm going to fight at 154. I'm not going to tell Miguel Cotto just to get a big payday. He's got to come down to 147. No, Floyd's being big about it. He's saying, you know, we'll fight for his 154-pound title, which is, you know, it's really a credit to Floyd Mayweather doing that. He's making the fight tougher for himself, and that's good, you know. The fans want to see that. They want to see a good fight. They don't want to see Floyd Mayweather against a guy who's shrunken down so far that he doesn't belong in a ring. They want to see Floyd Mayweather against a real good, real strong Miguel Cotto, and that's what we're going to put on May the 5th. And, you know, Miguel Cotto's got that real, real good left hook. He knows how to use that ring. We saw that in the second Margarito fight. You know, good ring general, hard puncher, still got a lot left in the tank. I think it's going to be a very interesting night of boxing. But, you know, hey, before that, we got Saturday night, Marcos Maidana and Devin Alexander, and that should be a war.
And it should be 140 pounds. Tell me this. As you were referring to guys shrinking down in weight, were you talking about Manny Pacquiao making his opponents come in light?
Anytime you make a guy come in light, you're shrinking him down in weight. No doubt about it.
People don't realize a couple pounds is hell.
Exactly. And Floyd's saying, nah, we'll fight for the 154-pound title. Everybody knows Floyd Mayweather's not a junior middleweight. Take one look at him. I mean, he's a little guy, you know? Good for Floyd.
Okay. Junior,
you know, he deserves to be the number one fighter in the world. He's saying, yeah, I'll make it tougher. Let Cotto come in at whatever the hell he wants. I won't beat him up anyway.
Yeah, good point. Now, you know? On June the 9th, Manny Pacquiao is going to take on Tim Bradley, a guy that sort of stands right in front of you and uses his head a lot. So is Manny Pacquiao going to be able to return to being impressive here? Because in his last two fights, he has looked anything but impressive.
Now, officially, I can't talk about the fight because, you know, it's not on HBO yet. I understand they're still negotiating, even though they've announced a press conference or a press tour. But my own unofficial opinion is that it's going to be a very tough fight. You know, Timothy Bradley comes over the top with that right hand. He takes a tremendous punch. He just keeps coming forward. He can punch. He can bang. You know, not a bad defensive fighter, and he's got that Evander Holyfield style. He just leans in. He's right-handed, but he leans in and gets you with that head every so often. Even if you beat him, and nobody's beat him yet, you're going to come out of the fight all busted up, you know, and then that's a problem. I mean, Manny Pacquiao's definitely going to have to study a lot of tapes. I know Freddie Roach is known for that. And you got to, you know, really, really get ready, get prepared so that your hands are high and that when he does rush you, your hands are up there so that he can't butt you. And that's all there is to it. You know, Manny's going to have to stay the hell out of his way, give him a lot of movement, and hopefully be able to outbox him because this guy's tough. I mean, I really don't envision a first-round knockout in that fight. I mean, Timothy Bradley's a tough, rough guy who's going to come to fight. This should be a very good fight when it happens.
The great Harold Lederman. Harold, say hello to Eileen and Julie for me. I love you, and I thank you so much.
Great, Pedro. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. The great Harold Lederman, folks of HBO fam. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We usually air at Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, and live worldwide on the Internet. Check out my website, Ring Talk, RingTalk, ringtalk.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
Ah, the funky sounds of the Tower of Power bringing us back from the break, folks. My section at towerofpower.com. Pedro's Song of the Month has been updated on the message board at towerofpower.com. My new Song of the Month, check it out. We go back to 1975 and the Soul of a Child. Speaking of boxing, coming up this Saturday night, Harold Letterman just mentioned it, in St. Louis, Missouri, Marcos Medina taking on Devon Alexander. 31-2 is Medina. Of course, he was supposed to fight Robert the Ghost Guerrero, and then Robert got hurt. Devon Alexander, 22-1. That is the main event. Adrian Boner is in the co-main event. Of course, Alexander Povetkin is going to be on EPIX next week. He's 23-0, and he'll be taking on Marvin Hook, who's 34, Marco Hook, who's 34-1. And of course, UFC 144 next Saturday night, emanating from Japan, beginning at on Fox Sports originally, I think they're by FX, at 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then, of course, the live pay-per-view starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's UFC 144 with Ben Henderson and Frankie Edgar. Folks, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on many of these same Sports Byline channels and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can check out all of our recent shows at ringtalk.com. We have podcasts. We got it all going on. And show, and folks, after the show, you realize, of course, there are probably dozens of boxing shows out there, folks, right? That's why I'm often imitated, never duplicated. Today is a good reason why. I'll see you next week. 'Cause I love-